Hi, I'm Michael Ian Black, and you're listening to Distorted View.
Do you prefer to jerk off on someone's face or their chest?
I don't know why you want to make me choose.
You can call me the Manor Puss, Manor Puss. And guess what? I love Manor Puss. You can call me the Manor Puss, Manor Puss. And guess what? I love Manor Puss.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, September 13th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, working your way around the sausage. Plus, murder over runny eggs and Babe Ruth style bestiality. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy Bang Bang Henson. This right here is Distorted View Daily. That reminds me, here's a kid who's screaming and banging his head on a desk. It sounds like he cracked something there. Why are children so stupid? You bang your friend's head onto a desk, not your own. I have got a great program for you. Real quick, wanted to mention, a lot of you people have been asking me about the 2009 archives on the Sideshow. Well, I'm happy to report they are posted. If you're not yet a Sideshow member, sign up right now. You can grab those zip files, download them, listen to every single episode of 2009, including Sideshow content. I still have to upload the zipped archive of the Sideshow content, but I'm going to be doing that after I post today's show. So you can grab all that stuff. Plus, this weekend we did a video cast, DV Log Eagle, and a bonus episode. So it's a great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. Support the program. All right, to kick things off here, I've got an old Russian immigrant who wants to show off her snatch. You can't see it. Thank the gods for that one, but you can hear her scream like a banshee.
No, 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 no.
Thank you. Keeping this retarded train rolling.
The whistle's got woo!
It's the woo, woo! Thank you, Bub Rub. Yes, I've got a religious song here. I don't know why some Christians are just hell-bent on making their religion sound as fucking creepy as possible. Here they sound like they're cannibals or vampires or something. The whole song is about the blood of Jesus.
Oh, precious is the fall that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh yeah, oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh, yeah.
Nothing but the blood.
Oh yeah,
all
yeah,
right.
Oh yeah,
nothing but the blood.
Quite frankly, that's creepier than any Tonetta song. Speaking of Tonetta, he's been very prolific. He must be on a bender or something, because he's been posting a lot of videos. He just posted two more. One is called Trust, and the other is called Bust. Here's just a little bit from Bust. Dancing again in front of his curtain and a mask. Gonna be Butch Tonetta here.
Behind the curtain is my voodoo doll. Behind the curtain is nothing at all. It's for me to know and the cops to find out. The bust is what it's all about.
He's taunting the popo.
Size 10, 20, 40 or more. I can breastfeed. I can be a whore.
Wait a second. That's where you lost me in this video.
I can strut or squeeze my nuts enough to make them bust. I'm coming, on you tonight.
Yes! I like this song.
I'm coming, she said, oh, that night. Well, I do come, and the time is right for busts together as nipples touch. That night it was quite a delight. Yeah.
What's funny is I thought that Tonetta had just posted two new videos, Trust and Bust, when actually there's tons more. There's one called Feeling High and Good Deeds. Let's play a little bit of Good Deeds.
My brother off.
That is how you start a song. See, it's captured our attention. He sucked his brother off.
I sucked off a friend.
And his friend.
Simultaneously, I did both of them.
How the hell does he have time to produce these videos when he's, you know, fucking bitches, eating their pussy, sucking his brother's cock? Very
busy. They came together. I came last as they rammed it up my ass. Yeah, rammed it up my ass.
Oh, God.
Good deeds get done when you bend, so give a little, get a lot. Good deeds get done when you bend.
Kids, I hope you're listening.
So give a little, get a lot. I sucked my brother off.
Oh.
Along with a friend.
Oh, shit. I've got to post a link on the show notes today because the things that he is doing with his tongue in this video, fantastic. All right, that's your Tonetta update. Moving on. I have to tell you, one thing that remains certain, that is science marches on, and I have got some exciting developments to share with you today. It's called Tenga.
The future of masturbation is here.
Yes, the future of masturbation. It's here. I have been waiting for, I didn't even know I was waiting for this. I was happy with regular masturbation.
But the future of masturbation is here.
I'll take some improvements, why not?
Now. Tenga, new adult concept.
What the hell is Tenga?
From its arrival, Tenga Cup series has become a cultural phenomenon and revolutionized male masturbation in Japan.
I've never heard of this. I feel like I've missed the masturbation boat.
Its sophisticated style and advanced engineering have gained extraordinary popularity.
I'm kind of bummed out I've been masturbating the old-fashioned way. Everyone else apparently has found Tenga. It's a revolution. And I'm behind the times here.
Deep Throat Cup. The original hourglass figure achieves an unparalleled tightness. Special valves create a virtual vacuum inside the cup and deliver an amazing sucking sensation.
So that's the Deep Throat Cup model.
Soft Tube Cup. The new soft tube gives you complete control over the experience. Mixing, tightening, rubbing, stroking, and pressing.
That sounds nice.
Rolling Head Cup. Through the flexible bellows body, a wide range of waves of sensation to the penis head is delivered. Double Hole Cup. This is a cup with two holes that allows you to enjoy different types of sensual sensations, creating a virtual threesome. The bitter side firmly tightens, while the sweet side gently clings to your penis. Air Cushion Cup. This is the world's first onanism cup to adopt an air cushion mechanism, allowing free changing of the air pressure between interior cells.
It kind of sounds like lots of research was put into developing these products. I gotta say, if I was a terminal cancer patient, I would be pissed off. Can you imagine some poor, gaunt, gray-skinned, frail and completely hairless shell of a human being watching this video going, I'm going to die because these scientists decided to work in the masturbation aid field rather than cancer research. Thanks, assholes. Hope that pocket pussy grows teeth and chews your cock off. Vagina dentata. All right, let's finish up here with this Tenga nonsense.
Tenga products are very easy to use.
And
just
clean.
Peel the package back. Expose the end cap and open the suction regulator. It's now ready to use. The new smooth pad at the entry brings a soft insertion feeling. Insertion is so smooth, soft, and kind to the skin. the lotion inside will not leak. After insertion, move the product about to deliver varieties of pleasure. The engineering delivers an incredible sensual sensation.
Huh, I kinda want one.
Covering the air hole, a suction regulator creates a vacuum inside to deliver strong suction. Tenga Cup Series combines convenience and cleanliness with style and performance. After use, replace the cup and dispose of the product. No further troublesome cleanup required.
They're disposable fuck toys!
We invite you to enjoy the best sexual experience you've ever had on your own.
Wait a second, how much are these Tenga eggs? It says here you can get 2 white deep throats, or a deep throat and a soft tube for $29.90, or you can get 3 deep red throats for $45.90. That's a little much, don't you think? I thought my fucking Mach 3 razor blades were outrageously priced. According to the FAQ, the question, are Tenga cups disposable, is met with the following answer. Yes and no. The Tenga cup series, which come in red, black, and white, and the ultra sizes, are disposable. It means you don't need to clean up after yourself and there's no mess. And because they are not designed for repeated use, they are hygienic. If you want something meant for repeated use, please check out the Tenga flip holes, which come in 2 variations. These masturbators can be fully opened and washed. There you go. You can check out TengaTango.com if you'd like more information about these little fuck toys. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, my email address is working again. You know, on Friday's program, I told you that I was having some issues. It's all been resolved. You can once again send emails and voicemails to me, show@distortedview.com. And don't forget, we've got a new post office box address. So if you have something you want to send to me, a package, expensive consumer electronics, whatever, just a note saying, hey, I like that too. Money, I really like money. The new P.O. Box is Distorted View, P.O. Box 211072, Columbus, Ohio, 43221. That information is up on our show notes today. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, you know, I've driven through Kentucky, and it reminds me of a simpler time. It probably has something to do with the simple people that live there. The story comes from Kentucky, specifically Jackson, Kentucky. It started with a late Saturday morning domestic squabble and ended with 6 dead. This all went down in Breathitt County in a mobile home park that has no name. Kentucky State Police said that Stanley Neese, 47, killed his wife, stepdaughter, and 3 neighbors and then turned the gun on himself. Neighbors said Stanley Neese was wearing pajama bottoms with shotgun shells stuffed in his pockets and was carrying a 12-gauge pump-action shotgun during the bedlam that lasted for nearly an hour in the Mount Carmel community near Jackson. The victims were identified by state police as Sandra J. Neese, Dennis J. Turner, Sandra R. Strong, Tammy R. Kilborn, and Teresa G. Fugit, or something. After he was all done, he did turn the gun on himself in his mobile home. All right, so what the hell went down? Well, neighbors said they heard shots and thought someone was shooting down by the North Fork. The North Fork. It's hard to say North Fork. Of the Kentucky River. Then they heard the screams. They saw Stanley Neese chasing Sandra Neese around a Jeep, shooting out the vehicle's windows. Sandra Neese ran to Turner's mobile home and Stanley followed. There he just went on a shooting spree, killing everyone. But still doesn't answer the question, what prompted all of this? Steve Smith, a neighbor, said that Stanley Neese shot at him but missed. Quote, I was wondering where the law was. Smith said Neese ended up mumbling to himself on the porch of his trailer. Quote, I have to admit, a little grin came across my face when I saw his brains go flying, Smith told the Associated Press. What fantastic. He's been trouble ever since he's been here. I want to read that quote again. I have to admit, a little grin came across my face when I saw his brains go flying. Well, here's the money shot, freaks. Sherry Ann Robinson, 17, who was half-sister and Turner's cousin, said she was told that Stanley Neese became enraged because Sandra Neese cooked his eggs in a way that displeased him. That's why he went on a shooting spree. Last Saturday, Sims, assistant public affairs officer for the Hazard State Police Post, said he had not heard that niece killed his wife because he was mad over how she cooked his eggs. State police have not yet established a motive. George Griffith, the Breathitt County coroner, said it was clear that Stanley Neese was mad at his wife, but added he didn't know why. He just went plumb off. That's the official statement from the county coroner. He was just plumb off! I love Kentucky-based news stories. All right, second story we have for you today. Now, I can understand why you would fuck a horse, right? Kind of. Like, you know, if you're really ugly, can't get laid, a horse at least has a warm hole. I don't understand sexually assaulting a horse with a foreign object that is not your cock. It doesn't make any sense to me. What's the point? A disturbing story of animal cruelty, my favorite kind, is coming out of Suffolk today. The owner of a horse tells... Where's Suffolk at? I only ask because I thought it was in the UK when I initially started reading the story, but it's a US-based... It's in Virginia. Okay, whatever. I'm the worst prepared news person ever. CNN, call me. I'm available. All right, the owner of a horse says someone sexually assaulted her animal with a baseball bat. Joy Joko says she sent her horses out to graze. When she returned home 3 hours later, she noticed something was wrong with her horse, Angel.
Angel.
Where's Cheryl Markowski or Sylvia Brown when I need her?
Angel.
I was like, oh my God, Joy says. I called the vet immediately. Like, what was wrong with the horse? Did it have a blown out ass? Was it bleeding? Come on. Be more descriptive. This is the news. He came out and examined and... I get too excited about animal cruelty. I'm sorry. He came out and examined and said to me, Joy, do you have any enemies? And I said, not that I know of. He said, the horse has been raped. Dun, dun, dun. You need to call the police. And the story gets even more disturbing. The vet and police think they know how the attack may have happened. Joy says, he said they used a blunt object, like a baseball bat.
I love horses, best of all the animals.
Well, I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion.
I was very tempted at the point to have sloppy sex. It turned me on. It was so erotic.
I took him down to the barn to introduce him to some of my horses and some of the other horses that I enjoyed. My miniature stallion was dropped and masturbating. One thing led to another, and I couldn't resist, so I bent down and started sucking on him. And then he tried climbing on top of me, so the next thing I know, my pants are down and I'm bending over for him, and I'm like, excuse me, I can't resist. I call it a hubba hubba.
All right, enough. I wonder if this raping went down at the burn. Ooh, I took her to the burn. Burn. All right. Officials also found marks on Angel's two back legs. Racist. Yes, officials also found marks on Angel's two back legs. From what they believe was someone restraining her. It is apparent that when she walks, her back legs move slower than her front one. You know, that's true because sometimes when I'm out of shape, which is always, and I'm done fucking someone, I get the shaky leg syndrome. I'm a little wobbly. I'm like Bambi. Officials say that's because she is swollen and in pain. Joy thinks that whoever did this to her horse was able to get on her property by cutting through a gate. Because the pasture is located behind Joy's home, it made it hard for anybody to see what was going on. Angel is now recovering. She's traumatized. She has to get shots to help with the pain and prevent any infections. Jesus Christ. Joy says she hopes by hearing Angel's story,
Angels,
others will be more vigilant and be guardian angels over their own animals until detectives find out who hurt Angel. Wow, were they trying to see how many times they could work the word angel into a sentence? For Christ's sakes. People need to know. Watch your animals. They may just get raped when you're not paying attention. I call that the hubba hubba. Final story we have for you today. This is quite possibly the stupidest one I've read in a while. German officials have created a labyrinth in the shape of a giant sausage. Nothing that follows could possibly justify that stupidity. All right. German officials have created a labyrinth in the shape of a giant sausage to help people learn about the health risks associated with the popular fast food currywurst or curried sausage. Is it really that big of a problem? We need to create a giant sausage labyrinth? Just issue a pamphlet or something. PSA. On the ground, visitors discover what ingredients are used and how the dish is made as they weave through the 2.5 kilometer long educational maze made out of cultivated plants and flowers. Recent studies have shown that Germans, who gobble down millions of currywurst every year, suffer from one of the highest rates of obesity in Europe. Fucking fat German bastards. Seen from the air, the currywurst field shows a smiling curried sausage slathered with ketchup and meowness and accompanied by chips. This is a real news story. The labyrinth aims to raise awareness of risks associated with food and its preparation, said spokeswoman for Germany's Federal Institute for Risk Assessment on Thursday. Visitors are asked questions on the way around the maze, and if they give the wrong answer, they are led down the wrong path, so they learn from it, she said. We also rub their nose in feces, and we hit them with newspapers. Bad German eaters, bad! All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
Timothy Jugold Henson. This is show member Sweet Rex I'm calling. I love the video of the woman talking about Bacchus because her daddy taught her good and all that. But if you listen closely, did you catch the very beginning where she says, I was putting another type of coffee in my coffee cup? So apparently this bitch like mixes coffee in her coffee cup, like drinks more than one at the same time.
That's what you find offensive.
I mean, what the fuck? Isn't that how people get AIDS or some shit?
I think so. I think you're onto something
crazy
there.
Crazy crackers.
Oh, yes. Crazy crazy crackers.
Hey, Timmy. Timmy Boo. I just heard your Texas Tuesday, and I usually enjoy it. And it's usually a good thing for me, but that Pokemon one, I mean, I love Pokemon. It's just, oh my God, why? That was fucking disgusting. And
someone told me that they didn't like the story because it didn't have a proper ending. It just sort of ends. I'm like,
I know, it's the whole...
Really? That's what you're going to critique the story on?
But, God damn. That's just... What the fuck, man?
Yeah, I know. That was fucked up, man.
Hey, what's up, Sam? Doesn't matter who the fuck's calling. Dude, kind of a bummer. I don't know, like, how into stand-up comedy or anything like that you are.
Yes.
Maybe you're fans or whatever, but Bob Schimmel died.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Kind of a bummer of a story. In fact, such a bummer that you should be able to comfortably make fun of it. I mean, the guy was a brilliant stand-up comedian. Fought cancer, fought crazy divorces, pulled a Woody Allen and fucked like his wife's stepdaughter.
Yeah, and then he like dies in
shit.
A car crash. I mean, after
very, very distorted View Daily territory for this
guy. After all that, everything he went through, he died of a fucking car accident.
Yo, Tim, it's Pension Member Spider here. Yo, to all the freeloaders who keep asking, like, I can't believe I even have to address this, so retarded. But to all the freeloaders,
like, he's forced to address this very important issue.
Who keep asking if Tim Henson is gay. Tim, why don't you, this is such a retarded thing, but why don't you, announce your sexuality on the next, paid side only, next side Joe show? That way, you know, all the freeloaders who want to know.
Yeah.
You know.
The big reveal on tomorrow's extended program for Sideshow members only. Sign up right now. Is Tim Henson a careless fairy? Does he love the boy pussy, licking ass and sucking cock? Or is he a cunt lapping hetero? Don't miss this shocking reveal! All right. Sure, why not? We'll see. Well, I'll do it if a bunch of people sign up, I guess.
Timothy Ramadan.
Not that there's any.
Psilocybin.
Question about it. Of course, I love ladies. Pussies. Wet, dank, stinky pussies. How could you not love that?
I'm jacking off. Because my daddy taught me good.
Right. Bunch of fucking annoying voicemails today.
I hate my job. I'm going to kill my
Well, you know, recorded, video recorded. That'd make a great DV log.
Hey there, Tim. Skonski.
DV log end.
Hey there, Tim. Skonski for Willie.
Yes, Willie.
Hey, I'm a little bit behind on shows, and
me
you're
too.
Going about iDoAssist? Well, the whole reason people are concerned about it is not because their drugs don't look good to shit like that. The whole little concern about why people want to ban them is that if it works on kids, if it doesn't say that it takes about half an hour to kick in, I don't know, I've had people who try it, they say it kicks in a few minutes.
That's bullshit!
Hour,
right? Your friends are idiots, moving on.
Hey, Jimmy, Reverend something. calling in. I was calling in about the iDosers, and Zach, I know Zach from Florida called in and fucking he says they work, and I'm in full agreement. They do work. You need decent headphones, and they need to be stereo headphones for them to work.
Oh.
Based on, like,
who the fuck is using mono headphones these days? What are you doing stereo headphones? What?
Hey there, Tim. Crazy crackers, Henson.
I wish I would have I don't think I saved that sound effect.
Hey there, Tim. Crazy crackers, Henson. I actually didn't have anything to call in about it.
You just wanted to say crazy cracker.
Crazy crackers.
All right, very good. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it okay? Subscribe via iTunes, spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast, and I will see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye-bye.